One group of women who know how to stay bold and hopeful in the face of severe repression are women in Palestine. This March 8th, demonstrations were held throughout the West Bank and Gaza, as they are every International Women's Day, to highlight the specific oppression of women under occupation. This year's demonstrations had a particular focus on the case of Hana Shalabi, a 30-year-old political prisoner who was then on the 22nd day of a hunger strike. One of the larger demonstrations was at Kalandia checkpoint between Ramallah and Jerusalem. The peaceful demonstration was attacked by soldiers firing tear gas, sound bombs, and live ammunition.
Women in Palestine have decided to celebrate this day by demonstrating, demanding freedom from occupation, and also in solidarity with Hana Shalabi, who is on hunger strike.
We come to here to Hadi Kalandia to prove the whole world that the Palestinian women, they have a word to say to occupation no more.
Joining me to talk about this and why this is such a big issue for Palestinian women is Sahar Francis, who is the director of the Prisoner Support Committee Adamir. Sahar, thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So tell us, who is Hana Shalabi and why was she such a galvanizing force for this International Women's Day?
As you said, Hana is a Palestinian woman under arrest, and she's on hunger strike for 24 days now. Actually, Hana was released in the first step for the exchange deal in October, last October, after spending 25 months in administrative detention in the Israeli prisons. And she was rearrested last month. And while she was arrested, she was beaten and tortured and facing ill treatment and degrading treatment. So she decided to enter on a hunger strike against this torture and against the policy of the administrative detention, because she was given 6 months of administrative detention. Later, the order was shortened by the court for 4 months.
And explain for our listeners a little about administrative detention. What is it? Who gets it? And how does it work?
According to the Israeli military orders that govern the areas, the occupied territories, the military governor, the Israeli military governor, can give warrant arrest, a administrative order for anyone for up till 6 months, built on secret material, secret information that neither the detainee or his lawyer cannot see, don't have access to these secret files. And he can renew these 6 months for indefinite time, which means someone can spend years over years in administrative detention without knowing the reason for his arrest. We don't know what's the suspicious against Hana Shalabi and why they rearrested her. But the fact that the court shortened the order for 4 months, it shows that the secret file is not very strong and they don't have enough material. We suspect that the ill treatment that she faced in the time of the arrest, and actually she was attacked in front of her family, and also one of the soldiers was slapping her on her face. So we feel like this was also some part of the decision why not to release her and to send her for administrative detention. Unfortunately, the military court didn't accept our request as lawyers to do a cross-examination for these soldiers who came to arrest her in the procedure of the judicial review, and she just requested the opinion of the security service, the Israeli security service, in the case.
And how many women are in administrative detention, and in general, how many Palestinian women are held as political prisoners in Israeli prisons?
Currently, they are 7 women. They used to be more, but most of them, they were released in the exchange deal. One of them was Hana, as I said. But just Hana now under administrative detention. The rest of the women, some of them, they are already sentenced, and some, they are awaiting trial.
And I imagine that Hannah Shalabi was inspired in some ways by Khadr Adnan, who was on hunger strike for, I think, 66 days and finally won a shortening of his administrative detention, or was actually given a release date, but not immediate, and ended his hunger strike. After Hannah Shalabi's detention was shortened, she has not ended her hunger strike. Is that correct?
That's correct, and she's demanding her release. And of course, I think the case of Khadr Adnan was a reason behind Hannah's decision, but not the only reason, I assume, because in last September, October, in the time of the exchange deal, the prisoners were getting under hunger strike in the prisons against the treatment and the humiliation, the bad conditions that they face in the prisons. And when Khadr started his hunger strike, he was saying that this is a continuous step to the step that the prisoners were taking back in September. And Hannah then was in the prison and was sharing with the other female prisoners in this hunger strike. So she's used to this tool of resistance against the oppression and the violations that the prisoners face in the Israeli prisons.
Sahar Francis is director of Adamir Prisoner Support and Human Rights Organization. You can find information about the campaign to free Hannah Shalabi at their website, www.adamir.org, and we will have that link on our website, kpfawomensmag.blogspot.com. You are listening to Women's Magazine on KPFA 94.1 FM or online at kpfa.org. I'm Kate Raphael.